Our scripture lesson this morning is taken from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter, and I want to read verses 24 through 30. Mark, the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 30. Will you hear these words? From there he set out and went his way to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast out the demon of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. A mother's faith. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I would invite you to follow what is the path of Jesus in Mark, the 7th chapter, to the beginning and before that moment when he would encounter the woman whose daughter is sick. Sick and possessed with a demon in her bed. It is important to see that just before Jesus' encounter with this woman, he is with the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem. The issue was, what food could the people eat? And how could the people eat unless their hands were clean? And not only clean, but clean by the tradition and the purification rites at that time. Jesus had challenged so many of the rituals and customs of this day. It was not surprising then that Jesus would declare all food clean. For Jesus says, "It is not what goes in a man or a woman that makes them unclean, but it is what comes out." And not so much what comes out of the stomach, but what comes out of the heart. It is those things then that make them unclean. Now, this is a sermon all in itself, and we'll explore it sometime. But I would invite you now to see Jesus first in Jerusalem, working with the Pharisees on the customs of that day. By the time Jesus would encounter this woman, he has moved on to the region of Tyre. Throughout this country, people had their own gods. They had their own money. This was very much the land of the Gentiles. And the people that Jesus had left in Jerusalem, they would not be found in this territory. And yet, Jesus is there. It was thought that he had gone to get away from the crowds. And now there is this woman. Jesus has come to rest, to find peace. And now there is this woman. She is not just a woman. She is a woman who is a mother. And her child is sick. You know, it has been said that we live in a fallen world with complicated joy. A fallen world with complicated joy. This woman, this mother, must have been feeling this. For on the one hand, she is standing in front of Jesus. She is standing in front of the one whom she knows has the power to heal her daughter. She asks Jesus to cast out the demon from her daughter. And now the complicated part. Jesus is saying, it is not fair. It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Jesus has called her a dog. Now, this has all kinds of theological meanings, and we'll touch on those in just a moment. But what I want you to hear right now is very clear. Jesus has called this woman a dog. Who could blame her if she turned and walked away and said something as she turned? But this is not just a woman. It is a woman with a child. With a woman with a child, and her child is sick, lying in her bed, demon possessed. It is a woman who is a mother. There is much made of this role of a mother. First of all, there is humor. Did you hear about that 15-year-old boy who came into his house and there was his mother lying in bed, sick? And he was very concerned. He said, "Mom, how are you doing?" She replied, "Well, I don't feel too well." The boy said, "Don't worry about dinner. I'll be happy to carry you down to the stove." There are words of wisdom spoken about this role of motherhood. It is to Neva Jordan who wrote, "A mother is a person who, seeing that there are only 4 pieces of pie and 5 people to serve, suddenly says, 'You know, I never cared for pie.'" So much said about a mother. But perhaps what is most profound is this role of sacrifice. The author is unknown, but they said, all mothers, are working mothers. It was Golda Meir, the former prime minister of Israel, who wrote, "Women's liberation is just a lot of foolishness. It's the men who are discriminated against. they can't bear children. And no one's likely to do anything about that. This role of sacrifice. This role of sacrifice. Why this woman could stand before Jesus and be called a dog. Now the theological references. Jesus is speaking about the children of Israel. And Jesus is saying that my mission was primarily to come and to serve the nation, to serve the Jewish nation. That is the primary focus of my mission. The dogs under the table, they are the Gentiles. The mother's argument, though, is that even the dogs eat some of what falls from the children's table. And you know what? The mother's argument is stronger than Jesus's. The mother's argument is stronger than Christ. And he does not argue anymore. He acknowledges that her argument is stronger than his. You see then what happens. The mother breaks through race and gender. The mother's response breaks through prejudice. The mother's response allows Jesus to say, not only is all food clean, as he said earlier in the chapter, but now all people are clean as well. The mother's response means that Jesus' death was for all people. We are all God's children. Jesus tells the mother, go home. Go home. And when the mother goes home, she finds her daughter. She finds her daughter well and no longer demon possessed. The scripture doesn't tell us what happens after that. But I think we know. The word just spreads. And Christ becomes the Christ for all people. No longer Jew, no longer Gentile, no longer where you may live. Christ is Christ for all people. Because of the witness of this mother. And you know, there are so many who just need this witness today. Mother's Day and celebration of family is not a happy day for all people. For there are so many families today that are broken. So many families where persons are not speaking to each other. So many families where that sense of alienation, bitterness, and guilt for things that may have happened many, many, many years ago. So many families still tied up in those things. We need the witness. We need the witness of those who have discovered what wholeness and healing and forgiveness is truly all about. We need the witness of persons like this church. For as we seek to be together, to be together as one community, we can't keep this to ourselves. But we must spread this word and this news of wholeness that Christ is Christ for all. Now you may be wondering, how does he know so much about motherhood? I had a mother. She adopted me as a baby. My birth mother ran into some deep problems, and she adopted me. And she also, in many ways, adopted my birth mother. And she took care of both of us until my birth mother was at the point that she could go off on her own. But she asked her, and they agreed that my mother should adopt me. And she and my dad, she raised me. I can't help but think, and it's very true, that I would not be here today if it were not for her. My father took sick when I was 12 years old. It was a rare form of MS, very rare because it struck someone of his age. So again, my mother took care of my dad, and she took care of me as I was growing up during those high school years. She taught me about love. She taught me about sacrifice. She taught me about what it meant to care, to really, really care for others. People don't believe this, but it's true. She never wanted me to be a preacher. As active as she was in church and as committed as she was in church, she never wanted me to be a preacher. She was afraid I might lose some of the things she had taught me. She taught me a great deal. I am thankful for her witness, thankful for her life, thankful for her love of Lou, Ryan, Deshaun, just thankful for a mother. It demonstrated to me a mother's faith. And to encounter so many children today, so many families separated today, so much healing that needs to happen today, for those of us who know what this is about, we can't keep it. We must share it with others. This church must be a church that is open to all people. We must share this. And if we do, is not faith of all of our families, of all of our mothers, of all of our fathers very much alive then? Is not healing and wholeness possible for all? I can hear my mother saying, "Okay, Aaron, you can wrap it up now." But it's good to have days like this. It is good to have days like this. But it's also good to think about tomorrow. Amen. Amen.